It is 18 degrees outside our Norwich Avenue studio. It's got a couple of guests joining us this morning. Stephen Topham is the National Partnership Director with Wounded Warriors Canada, and Irene Devarius is the owner of a company called Meal in a Jar. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. And we'll start with Stephen. Give us a synopsis of what your agency does, Wounded Warriors Canada.
Well, we are a national mental health service provider that works to provide resilience and coping skills in an environment that is safe, culturally safe, for those that have been impacted by operational stress injuries such as post-traumatic stress disorder. And we're very happy to work with our veteran and first responder communities.
And Irene, you're looking to help this this group, Wounded Warriors Canada. Tell us a little bit, what is Meal in a Jar? This is a business you've run, you've told me, for about 8 years now.
Yeah, Meal in a Jar is 8 years old now, and we're a fresh cooked meal that's ready to eat, with the option of indulging in the meals at whatever temperature you prefer, hot or cold. They come in a glass jar, no preservatives, and have a 9-day shelf life. And we have partnered with Wounded Warriors on a campaign where people can buy a $25 gift certificate or more, and 20% of the proceeds go to Wounded Warriors.
That's awesome. So what really inspired you guys to team up for this Meal in a Jar fundraiser?
Personally, I'm originally from Zimbabwe. My husband served in the military in Africa, so there isn't a Canadian connection, but we have gone through the process of something similar in Africa. He's a physician who was working in things like MASH units, looking after wounded military, and I just found out about Wounded Warriors, and I thought this would be a great organization to help and see if we can do something with them.
Now, Stephen, you had mentioned off the air that you had been in Zimbabwe as well. Can you tell us a little bit of your history in the military?
Oh, well, we probably should have covered that first. I didn't have any service. So I'm actually now in service to those that are, you know, doing the hard work. So I came to the charity in 2015 as a supporter through one of the charity bike rides that takes place in several different European countries. And those battlefield bike rides really are the foundation of what the charity is and does in terms of bringing people together and for a like cause. And that's how I became exposed to the charity and just kind of knocked on the door until they let me in.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And you have a ride for mental health. Is there one happening in Ontario for this as well?
Yes, the Ride for Mental Health actually takes place on August 21st, and it is a national event. And what we've been able to do throughout the pandemic is watch what other organizations have done to transition their events. And we as well have transitioned from an in-person event to more of a distant event where we have individuals that can register and ride in their own communities. So, you know, the term virtual gets tossed around quite a bit, but it is an actual event. You know, it's not online. And you basically get the opportunity to register for free. There's no minimum fundraise. We do have some incentive levels to encourage those to get out there and support the charity. However, for the most part, it's bringing Canadians together from coast to coast to engage in those conversations surrounding mental health. And we're very excited to be able to have that happen again this year.
We're speaking with Stephen Topham from Wounded Warriors Canada and Irene Devarius, who's the owner of A Meal in a Jar. And now, the meals in a jar, just quickly, Irene, how do people get these?
Just go on our website, mealinajar.com, and order. But what you really should do is go on to, woundedwarriors.jarfunding.com.
Very cool. And that's how you can support the agency and get the
exactly.
gift certificates.
Yeah, you go buy yourself some certificates and then go on the website and buy the jars, and we'll deliver them to your house.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful effort that both of you are involved in, and we encourage everybody to show support. Again, Stephen Topham from Wounded Warriors Canada and Irene Devarius, the owner of Meal in a Jar in Waterloo. Thanks so much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you, Dan. Have a great day.
Hey. Thank you, Dan, and thank you to Irene for all of her support.